Afternoon, you're listening to Verum Sports, and it's a Six Nations weekend, and both England men and women are on track for a Grand Slam. Two wins from two, and we're now joined on the line by Saracens and Red Roses star Sarah McKenna. Welcome back to Verum Sports. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good to talk to you.
It's always a pleasure for me, Sarah, and I know our listeners love your insights. Just want to take us back, I guess, a fortnight. France come in to England, defending Grand Slam champions, comprehensively winning their first fixture, and you put them to the sword. What a great result.
Yeah, it was a really, really good result. I don't think we thought it was going to go quite so well. Got off to a flying start, got some early scores in that game, and I think sort of France didn't know what had hit them. But France won the second half, so sort of disappointed with that, and lots to put right in regards to our defence in the second half. But as an overall result, really good. But I know perhaps some of our faces look like it would be in a defeat at the end, but that just shows sort of what we're aiming for.
Do you know, again, spoken like a true champion, never satisfied, always looking for those inches and those degrees that separate the wheat from the chaff. But ultimately, again, does have to be said that a 41-26 win over defending Grand Slam champions France, if you would have offered that before the game, I'm sure all involved would be delighted.
Yeah, definitely. It was really good, a really good thing to be a part of. And I just know that the manner in which we scored the tries, sort of kicks to score, through the forwards out wide, we were just scoring all over the place. So, yeah, it was really undefendable for them sometimes.
And Sarah, I appreciate chatting to you because, like most great sporting athletes that I speak to, pretty much have no ego. Nevertheless, I do want to give you a moment just to say, well, I tell you what, I was pretty good at the weekend. I was instrumental in two tries for England, a clean line break and almost getting over the line yourself.
Yeah, it's obviously lots of space out wide. Luckily, thanks to our forwards sort of doing a lot of the hard work and sucking players in. But no, I really enjoyed the game. Loved getting lots of touches on the ball, which is something I always aim to do just because it just makes me feel more comfortable straight away. So obviously I got turned down for that try within the first 5 minutes.
Agonisingly close though.
Yeah, that would have been really fantastic to get, obviously. Just would have given me a lot of confidence going into the rest of the game. But no, just the way that we set off in the game, I think, settled like any nerves that there could have been. And then we just got into flow straight away.
Before we kind of build towards the big one on Sunday, as you look to continuing on towards potential Grand Slam this year with Wales, travelling to Wales on Sunday, I want to just quickly go back a few points to that great result against France. First and foremost, I want to address this. What a great crowd, pushing 5,000 people there. I mean, you know, there are seriously a lot of kind of football teams that don't get 5,000 people watching them. At Castle Park, Doncaster, the atmosphere seemed electric. I want to just talk about how that kind of influences and ultimately, once again, how it reflects the continued upward trajectory of the great kind of appreciation for women's rugby right now.
Yeah, well, the whole idea that we went to Doncaster, I think a few people would be quite surprised and be asking why we're not at Twickenham, but we wanted to take the game across the country. So we've got a game at Sunday Park against Exeter next week, or 2 weeks' time against Italy. We just wanted to take it to parts of the country that perhaps don't see the game so often. And then to go up to Yorkshire, to Doncaster, yep, and be playing against a crowd who don't often see us and get that bigger crowd just shows like the appetite for the game across the country.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's just grown and grown, which is awesome. And you girls are literally leading the way in this new professional era, which I'm sure will only yield more positivity as we build. Just want to quickly come back to one thing. I know, Sarah, it's a whole team sport. Of course it is. But just a quick word on Katie McLean. 500-plus points now for England. Only all-time England. We're talking men and women combined. There's only a certain Mr. Wilkinson and a young Owen Farrell who've got more points than her all-time. Just talk about that in terms of context and how successful 500 international points is.
Yeah, it's not just the points coming with that, it's just the experience that she has all over the game. And the fact that, she's been there throughout times when people have come in and left, but she's sort of been that one thing that's remained and that she just completely, like, leads what we're doing. She's got all control at all times. And then, obviously, we're feeding into that. So I think she's just fantastic. If you're, new to the squad or if you're an experienced player, you can always learn something from Katie. And, whether it's sort of just her manner, like throughout the game, or just settling nerves. If you look to Katie, she's always got her eye on what's going on, and she's always right on the button. So No, she's incredible to be around. I learned so much from her, but she's a big driving force in, you know, what this team is achieving.
Absolutely, I'm sure she will be looking to feast on points on Sunday against Wales. Interesting one. Now, look, I'm going to advocate the devil here because I'm a massive a fan of everything you girls are doing. Big respect to Simon Middleton. But here's the advocation of the devil moment. There is this old wisdom in sport where you say you don't change a winning side. Simon's kind of thrown that out the window, hasn't he, ahead of the Wales game, making seven changes. Again, does that just reflect the quality and faith in the squad? Or is there a sense, perhaps, that there could be a few kind of inconsistencies in that mode? Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think some of the, you know, changes have reflected a couple of injuries, people returning back to fitness, and then also people having picked up a couple of injuries from the previous game and obviously managing them. And obviously with that, you know, we've got players who, if people are carrying quite not 100%, we've got people who are, you know, jumping at their heels just to get on the pitch and take that position. So no, you know, if people aren't 100%, rightly so, we can change them and put someone in who can fill the role and do just a good job.
Look, like I say, I was very much hands in the air advocating the devil there. I totally respect that, and I'm sure it would be positive. It's going against Wales. Again, you girls, 2-2, gunning for a Grand Slam at the historic Arms Park, where, as a fan of rugby, I just kind of have this image of Gareth Edwards covered in mud and all those great players who played there. Do you get that sense of history when you tackle Wales at the old Arms Park?
Yeah, well, a little bit different now because it's a 4G plastic pitch, so no mud to be seen. But no, it's great. You're in the shadow of the Millennium Stadium. You sort of just feel, you know, atmosphere all around that ground because you're right in the heart of the city. And yeah, I'm really expecting there to be a big crowd once again and, you know, the crowd to be surrounding the whole pitch and, you know, make it a bit of a cauldron.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, I'm sure very confident going in. I'm sure no danger of complacency. I guess you would be very confident of remaining on pace for a Grand Slam come the end of Sunday evening.
Yeah, obviously we've got to, you know, make sure that we do everything we're set out to do first and foremost. You know, we've had upsets versus Wales, you know, many times before.
Sure.
So, you know, they're players also that we meet, you know, on a week-in, week-out basis in the Premiership. So, you know, a lot of players play against each other domestically, so people who know each other well. So, you know, that'll come into it. The Welsh certainly won't be scared. They'll want to put up a big fight and, you know, everyone knows the rivalry between Wales and England. So that plays into it. I feel like they always rise or raise their game when they play us.
Absolutely. Just a final quick thought for you on the men as they tackle their Welsh counterparts this very afternoon. Again, bidding for a Grand Slam. Looks like Eddie Jones has really got the juggernaut rolling again. A few injuries, a lot of needle in the press, as there always is. Are you likewise confident that, again, the men will likewise remain on pace for that Grand Slam?
Yeah, I think they'll stick on course for it. I think it's going to be a tough game. Obviously, the Welsh got a fantastic record at the moment, maybe the greatest Welsh team of all time, which sort of they're, you know, slinging around in the papers. But no, I've enjoyed the build-up to the game, a lot of mudslinging from both coaches. So, it's going to be
It's like pantomime season never ends, does it? But it's all good. 11 unbeaten as the Welsh are, you know, 11 from 11. This England team is on form. I think there are those, like myself, who can recall the great teams of the 70s who would say this Welsh side, as good as they are, have a far long way to go before they can even become in that contention. But like you say, I think that's paper talk. It's going to be big. I think England will remain on pace. I think you're going to do the double yourselves in England this season. I'm very confident. Sarah, just in closing, as always, wishing you well for the Welsh clash on Sunday. Can you remind us of a website for us all to learn more about the amazing force that is England Red Roses at the women's rugby team?
Yeah, if you just go straight onto the England Rugby website, then you'll get all information about our games and where to watch them. And also you keep updated on Instagram and Twitter to see sort of lots and lots of stupid videos of us.
They're great fun. They're really great
and
fun.
And quality information and updates, of course.
It's a classy website. Get involved with it, people, as this great professional team continue apace, bidding for a Grand Slam. They're great people doing great things. Sarah, it's always a pleasure for me to talk to you. I look forward to wishing you well again, hopefully building on this chat as the Grand Slam dream continues. Enjoy the rest of the weekend and send our best from Verum Sports to all involved there at the Red Roses.
Will do. Thank you very much, Tony.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.